Well, we just had the solar eclipse. It was basically God just stretching the earth open wide and showing us all the dark abyss that the world could be. We lost light for just a couple seconds, and it felt like, for a moment, something insane was going to happen. Was this exactly what they predicted? It seems like there might be a little bit of a cover-up, or should I say, we're blaming climate change now for what the sun and moon are doing, blaming everyone in the world except for ourselves. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and we have a bit of a shit show today, talking about everything from the debate recap that happened this weekend between Dave Pavlou and Julian DeVee, also known as Joel Davis, the public meltdown that followed. We've got incredible clips from that, and it is insane. Plus, we're talking about Brazil taking X or trying to ban X because there's a censorship regime going on there, what that means for the election and so much more, plus ridiculous videos. It's approximately 10:05 p.m. Eastern time in the United States. Let's start the show. Well, we had a great time this weekend, or I should say today. I don't know if you saw it. We'll just cut to the chase here. Check this out. Here's a video of the solar eclipse happening. It happened. We all saw it, or most of us didn't see it because we don't care. But this is what it looked like. Wow. Fun music. Yeah, so that was climate change in action. Apparently, that's what we're blaming. Look, I'm not going to be talking about the eclipse at all. I didn't even make this title of the show, and I don't think we're going to talk a lot about it because I don't care. But it actually is kind of beautiful. Let me go back to that for a second here. I don't want to mock it because I think that God gave us signs in the stars. I think that the creation declares his glory. And there's a sense of beauty that we need to appreciate when something like this happens, and to remind ourselves that the light one day will go out in all of our eyes, not to be so deep in the beginning, but we've got to be prepared for when we no longer see the sun and then we see the light of God and we meet the sun face to face. Are we living like that today? Like we could die today? I don't know. I don't think I am. Maybe you are. Speaking of that, I just want to jump into how ridiculous the media has gotten. So Sonny Hostin from The View, which we don't really talk a lot about them, had blamed the eclipse on climate change. And that's why I'm not joking. This actually happened. Listen.
Solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake.
Ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas. Although I love for the first time in like 100 years.
There's two different kinds of cicadas.
Yes, two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No. Every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe you know better.
I would say
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or the earth is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
It happens.
And the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen.
All right. So black women, once again, are reminding us why we should appreciate them so much. I mean, look, a lot of times I see there's like people come after me, like black gays come after me pretty often. Black women come after me pretty often. And I'm just floored. I'm always losing my mind because the communities that have the best things to say, that are the least annoying in our country, oftentimes try to destroy my life. Unfortunately, they're destroying themselves with STDs, constant violence, homicides, and just overall self-destructive behavior. Meanwhile, the boys keep on winning. We keep on winning. I got to talk to you about this stuff because do we want to talk about the climate change and stuff? I don't want to talk about this. This is boring shit. I'm like not into this at all. I kind of want to explain. She said what caused the eclipse. Do you know what I really think caused the eclipse? I'll be completely honest. Did you see this? I think Greta Thunberg's development causes. Greta Thunberg got arrested, and everyone slowly but surely has just been making her boobs bigger and bigger and bigger. And I like how Community Notes had to clarify. Greta Thunberg didn't grow up. Her boobs blew up, not because of climate change, but because of Photoshop. Can we not have jokes anymore? Can we not laugh about boobs? Is that against the rules these days? I don't know. I just don't know. All I know is that, like Penis Dickerson once said famously, Elijah's life is indestructible. And it's true. You guys also might have known as well that Elijah Brows is back. We went ahead and tinted the brows again, Kez and I, because I'm on a new show and they wanted me to tint my brows because they were like, hey, it looks like your eyes are clear. So you should probably tint those bad boys. So we're back. And this time it was not the advice of one of my gay friends. Could I get any gayer on the show? Yes. Have I? Perhaps. Are we going to go any more gay? I don't know. I will probably talk about a little bit of my feud with the gay community over the weekend because they're the whole community. Not all gay people are bad or gross as human beings, you know? But if you make being gay a part of your identity, if it's a part of who you are, like you can disagree with the lifestyle, you're actually retarded. Something's wrong with you. If anywhere other than on a dating app, you are declaring that you're gay or bisexual or whatever you're into, forks, spoons, I don't really care. If you put that you're attracted to in your bio of any other app on the internet than a dating app, you are actually retarded and your points are invalid. Okay, this is not a rant against gay people. This is a rant against people who use it as their identifiers. And they weren't very happy with me. So they've been ranting at me for the last 48 hours. And then now they're getting into group witchery hex groups and trying to enforce so my son grows up gay. Nothing says that they're more secure in their choices in life than to wish my son being gay like it's a bad thing, which it would be. But if you're gay and you think it's a good thing, why would you do that? That reminds me of like Drew Pavlou over the weekend calling Joel Davis out for being gay. And I was like, isn't gay good? We can't be homophobic on the show. I was told my entire life being gay was good. That was actually the best thing you could be. Brian knows. He's in the chat. Being gay, everyone's gay. So don't use homophobic stuff. That's a joke, but a lot of people didn't get it, right? The Pulu crew. Let me ask you, chat. Do you want to go more into the eclipse stuff or do you want to go over a debate recap? Because this is sort of just a shit stream tonight. I'll probably end up deleting it off of YouTube. Just leave it up on Rumble and then we'll get back with our guests and stuff. Because our guests canceled tonight. We had a really big guest, a really big show, but they canceled last minute. So I just kind of decided to get on the camera and hang out with you guys regardless. Before we jump into that, I want to give a huge shout out to one of our sponsors for today, which is The Wellness Company. Guys, listen, the world is a disgusting place and infections do happen. One of my family members just got a bad infection. It wasn't COVID. It seems like it's bronchitis. Please pray for my family. My son is very sick right now. It's his first major illness. My wife has been sick. It's been tough, but thank God that when you grow up, you can get antibiotics right in your house. It includes ivermectin, which were blocked by many different healthcare providers. Why should you get this medical emergency kit that includes ivermectin, a Z-Pack, amoxicillin, and more? If you don't know what those are incredibly helpful antibiotics. Obviously, you shouldn't be taking antibiotics all the time, but when you need them, don't spend $500 going to an emergency room. Don't wait a week to get an appointment. You need those today. You want to get back to work. So get an emergency kit. Save today at twc.health/offensive. Get 10% off. That's twc.health/offensive. Use my code offensive for 10% off. Get the wellness kit. Have it in your house. Remember, you can also get a first aid kit from them as well that has Band-Aids and everything else. But might as well, if you need one of these, support the show, support your health, avoid the high costs, and get yourself one of these kits. Thank you so much to the Wellness Company. Check it out today. Links in the description. All right. So one of the most important things we'll go to the debate recap. We'll just go into the debate recap. One's in the chat if you've seen the debate on Saturday. Did you see the debate? Did you see the debate? Did you see the massive debate? I guess it was on Friday, your time. But let's talk about this. So we have some huge controversy going on right now. According to Drew Pavlou, who was known as Dave Pavlou, he's claiming that at the end of the debate, this has been crazy. So Drew, I'm going to stay neutral here, but according to Joel Davis, Drew is having a public meltdown after the debate, claiming that he won. Okay? So he's claiming he won, and he's claiming that everybody has agreed that he won. This is one of the craziest after shows. Let's talk about the after show. Just this morning, Drew tweeted this out. Nazi guy Lucas Gage just issued an open death threat to me on Twitter to over 240,000 followers, saying Drew Pavlou is anti-white scum. Anti-white scum must be deported, and if he don't want to be deported, he should be fucking destroyed. Elon Musk, is this allowed on Twitter? Okay, so I want to watch this with you, and I want to tell you what I said to this. Check this out. Here's what Lucas Gage said to Drew.
So I want to just say a few things about the Joel Davis versus Drew Pavlov, whatever his name is, debate on Eliza Schaefer's show. It was a good debate. Joel completely genocided this guy. He is anti-white. And anti-white scum should not be living in white nations. They should be deported. And if they don't want to be deported and they want to harm white people, then they should be fucking destroyed.
All right. So he said that if he doesn't want to be deported, in quotes, he should be fucking destroyed. And I watched the video, and Lucas Gage did not say that. So this quote is actually incorrect. Like, it's just not accurate, because I wouldn't tolerate death threats. I have to be clear here. I would never tolerate anyone from the community. I don't care if you've been watching the show for years, if you're a loyal supporter, if you buy every medical kit, if you're going to our guests, even if you don't like them, and threatening to kill them or doing something illegal like that, I'll ban you from every chat. Like, we're not going to tolerate that shit. But this really concerned me, going, oh my gosh, our community, Lucas Gage, is said that we should fucking destroy him. Listen to that again. Here's what he said.
Scum should not be living in white nations. They should be deported. And if they don't want to be deported and they want to harm white people, then they should be fucking destroyed.
So number one, he said they, speaking of non-white people, you can disagree with him, but he said that if they harm white people, they should be destroyed. And the ironic part is just before this, he also said that Joel genocided Dave on the debate. So he says, these Nazis are so unhinged. All I ever said was that I opposed the genocide of non-white people, and that apparently means I am anti-white enemy. Effing unhinged, mentally ill morons. So I just commented this back in response. Hey, Drew, I condemn any calls to violence and any illegal behavior directed towards you. Please report any and all illegal / violent harassment to X team. Law enforcement, if credible. But here the guy Lucas clearly states to destroy people trying to harm white people. He doesn't appear to be talking about you. It seems he's referencing violent non-white criminals. He also stated that Joel genocided you in the debate, which is a startling hyperbole, but quite common in online speech when referencing debates. Ben Shapiro pulverizes Destiny into dust in Israel debate. Very 2016-esque. But since that statement is obviously not true, it's clear to the listener that he's using hyperbole to make a point. Whether or not that language is necessary and should be removed is something I would DM him about, but if you need further explanation. But I don't think this constitutes a death threat or should be taken any more than a traditional online blood sports review of a heated debate. And Sam Parker said this was an impressively thorough debunking. Yeah, I don't see that. He's saying, he said that I'm trying to harm white people, a stupid lie, and therefore should be deported. If I don't accept deportation, I should be destroyed, which is obviously a call for violence. That's just not even what I heard. And I don't think destroyed means a call for violence. Like, when you destroy your competition in the economy, that does not mean, I need to just, let's just give a response now. Drew, let's see. Plus, the word destroy does not imply violence. Violence in most situations, i.e., destroying All right, thank you. There you go. All right, reply. All right, you've seen a tweet be made. So, yeah, I don't think the word destroying means that you want to kill someone. Like, if Walmart wants to destroy Target, it doesn't mean they want to kill all the workers and murder the CEO. Now, if you said, I'm going to take a gun, shoot you in the head and destroy you, that would be a call to violence. I'm not saying I agree with Lucas's words. He's a pretty intense fellow. But I just don't think that's a call to violence. However, if I really did think it was a call to violence, I would. So, yeah, everyone go like that response. It's right here. Let me put this here in the... here we go. Let me put this here. Look at this, how we're in here. I just threw it in the chat. Everyone like it? Yeah, let's keep that going. All right. That being said, I don't think anybody is... apparently people are calling for violence. And that's unfortunate. And that's not something that we should be doing at all. Okay? Drew explained at the end of all this here this morning that he said, I can accept personal abuse and insults because I'm a public figure, but the Nazis are now targeting innocent people in my family with rape and death threats. My own parents, my loved ones, they did nothing. You people are sick. I now know why the left say never debate Nazis. It's not worth it. These people are just total and pure evil. You can't debate them. They want to kill and murder people. So I think this is pretty extreme because I don't think Joel wants to kill or murder Drew in any way from what I got from the debate. I think that was just a debate. Like, he could have killed and murdered him. But I also do know that some people are harassing Drew's family. That's real. And I texted him personally and just said I condemn that. Now, let me go down here a little bit. It's gotten insane. Let me go further down. He's just going crazy about this. How far down should we go? Oh, man. Let's keep going down here. So Drew claims that he won the debate. Okay, so I don't know if you believe that. Carrick Austin sent $50 in the chat here and said this. Been listening on Apple Podcasts since before you were here. Disappointed I never ran into at Cowboys in Dallas after hearing you mention it once. Glad I'm finally catching up something live. Keep it up. Thanks. Hey, welcome to the video chat. And remember, you guys can super chat here directly. Welcome to the chat. It's good to hear from you. I don't think, like Drew says here on the debate recap, yesterday I debated a card-carrying Nazi. 3 hours of de Jews, complaining that I said genocide is bad. Not only are these people morally evil, but they are extremely unintelligent, resentful losers who blame their own failures on Jews. And he shared this clip.
Clearly the Jews. Jews clearly. So now the Jews, obviously the Jews, we're going to have to get into a debate about the Holocaust.
I think genociding people is wrong.
But regardless of the specifics of the Holocaust,
genocide is actually really evil.
You're just saying genocide is bad. Like, you think that's actually a response to what I'm saying.
But it is.
Just shut up and listen to what I'm saying.
So I don't think that clip particularly makes Drew look strong in his rebuttal. So I wouldn't have posted that myself because fundamentally, this is a bit bizarre. The argument that just because somebody mentions something a lot that it's not true is sort of the same intellectual inconsistency of arguing that whoever gets emotional loses a debate. Because people do that aren't willing to listen or expand their intellectual capacity, because oftentimes you will get passionate. Not always emotion does not always equal intellectual inconsistency. Sometimes it does, because people get emotional and replace making points with just insults. But in many cases, if you're going to be passionate about important things, telling people, hey, there are families who are actually in control of things. And then to go like, oh, you say de Jews. I've had people do that to me too. Oh, you just say this all the time. Well, because it's true. And nobody cares. And it pisses me off too that you can tell people where your problems are coming from and they call you bad for trying to wake them up. It's upsetting as an individual in the United States that you spend a lot of time, you lose a lot of money, and you risk a lot directly to try to give the true message to people and explain to them what's really going on. You're right, like this show, we've been right pretty much about everything. We were right when COVID came out. We threw a COVID party. I don't know if people remember that. We threw a COVID party. The police came and shut it down because we were violating COVID laws in LA, right? We literally were right about October 7th, I lost most of my connections in the establishment right wing by coming out against Israel on October 7th, saying that they allowed it to happen and I didn't believe the official narrative. You know, I've been honest about Mormons not being actually Christians, that it's a cult, right? Like, pretty much almost lost my job over that. You know, we're right about Ukraine. I've almost lost my job over that for being, you know, Russian interference in a network. And I've been right about the vaccines too, which we were told, you know, even Ben Shapiro and people told us we were dopes, and people from the Daily Wire, as they tried to get Candace fired, had tried to get me fired back then too. I won't say who, but some people had called and spoken to somebody at the work and they tried to get me fired over my beef with Ben Shapiro. So we'll leave it at that. But like, we just haven't really been wrong on critical issues. And even on the Israel thing and the Jews, we don't spend too much time on it in terms of, like, you know, it's not the only thing we talk about, but just because somebody talks about something regularly, it may just be because it's real. Saying that we, you know, believe that the scamdemic, that everything that went on during that period was a complete lie, I'll still say that today. And it doesn't mean I'm like, oh, the scamdemic. Yeah, because it was a lie. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Let's do more debate recap. We need to look at more stuff. So what's even crazier is, like, okay, so let's get into this. Where is this? Let me find this. Okay, so I need to find this. Give me one second here. There's not enough content in the page here. Essentially, at the end of all this, I just moved on with my life. And I remember when I debated Destiny, him talking about our debate, like, people talk about debates at the end. I just figure, oh, I don't know. I don't think anybody really wins these. You just kind of prove your point. Well, a Wikipedia entry got entered for the debate. Our debate made it into Wikipedia, which is, like, absolutely insane. I'll play this. Some good points were made, right? I mean, some of our clips, thank you guys for clipping, by the way. Some of our clips even did from the debate, like this one did like 1.2 million views. We can watch it just in case you didn't see the debate. Here's some of the points Joel was making.
I was in London a few years ago and I was in East London in a place called West Ham. And I was walking down the street and the street is just covered in kebab shops and brown people. You can't see any white people almost anywhere. And I went into this pub and the pub was full of all these white boomers and they all had Cockney accents. And they were very nice and we got chatting and so on. And they were telling me about their children and their grandchildren. Some of them were quite old and all of their children had moved away. Many of them had actually moved here. Some had moved to other parts of Britain or other parts of Europe. And I was thinking how sad it is that that particular Cockney identity of East London, the old white working class, it will no longer exist in a few generations because the old people will die out and the young people have all been replaced by Pakistanis, by various other brown ethnicities and some blacks and so on. And so now they no longer exist. That particular people, their culture, their way of speaking, their particular mentality, this has been eviscerated. This is a tragedy that is happening in various aspects of my race across our civilization. Entire communities are being utterly gutted and replaced and diluted.
So it's kind of weird because when you go down here and you look at this and you go down to what was going on, let me see if I can find it. Our debate made it onto Wikipedia, like I mentioned, and it said something that I thought was pretty crazy. Who's just calling me? Oh, my wife's calling me. It said something that was really crazy, and I'm scrolling down. Man, I tweet a lot of stuff, man. That's crazy. Okay, here we are. So it came up, our debate with Joel Davis came up on Drew's Wikipedia page, which in my opinion, I don't even have a Wikipedia page. Remember they made one for me so they could just slander me and you guys trolled it for like 2 weeks and then eventually got deleted because you guys started saying that like I was having an affair with a pillowcase and like my wife had found my sock and divorced me for it. And remember you guys were putting all, it was really funny and they deleted the page. But Drew apparently is famous. It says on April 5th, on the 5th of April, 2024, because that's how they describe. This is how you know it was written by an Australian, by the way. So one of the key things is this entry was written by a British or an Australian. It was not written by an American. So it was nobody from the United States that would know me because we don't put our dates first. On the 5th of April, 2024, Pavlou and Joel Davis, Australian neo-Nazi, debated on the Elijah Schaefer Show. Well, that is also weird too because it's not called the Elijah Schaefer Show. It's just weird. Title: debate, is diversity or strength? Joel Davis versus Drew Pavlou. The debate concluded with, quote, most of the viewers siding with Pavlou, agreeing with his talking points. That sounds incredible. I've never heard a description of a debate ever mentioned who won. Like, I've never even seen that. I've never seen that. So somebody looked up who put the entry into Wikipedia, right? And it's someone named Drew Pavlou, 1999. So someone, an editor with the name Drew Pavlou, wrote an entry saying that Drew Pavlou had won. That's suspicious at the very least, right? So let me go away from this. So I wrote this. I'm staying neutral, but is this not you, right? Because Drew's saying, I beat communist Jackson Hinkle. I beat Maoist streamer Haz al-Din. My secret, I'm funny. I'm a happy person. While my opponents are sullen, miserable extremists who blame Jews for the fact that they will never amount to anything. Sad losers who repulse the vast majority of people because their resentment and hatred practically ooze out of every pore in their body. Okay. I have no idea what that says. But he said here that it's utterly fake news, false flag. I don't have a Wikipedia page, a Wikipedia account called Drew Pavlou 1999. And then he said it's not my Wikipedia account. So, yeah.
You think God discriminated against because of their sexuality? Whoa. So you think God has commanded something, but you don't think that society should implement what God has commanded?
No. I'm against your sort of throwing gays off buildings.
No, I'm asking you a question. God has commanded homosexuality is immoral. Correct?
All right, I'm gonna give you guys both the option. When someone says next,
personally, look,
no, no,
I'm
we're gonna roll.
No, I'm just, all right. I'm curious. All right,
we're gonna roll.
Personally, I'm only attracted to women. For some Nazis, you can't say that. For some people like Nick Fuentes, you can't say that. That's okay. I'm not gonna say that Nick Fuentes should be persecuted and thrown off a building. I don't think that.
That's an Islamic thing. I'm talking about Christianity.
Nick can be gay if he wants. That's okay. We'll go on to the next question.
Okay. So, yes, we clarified. Drew is pro-LGBTQ. He is not homophobic.
Yeah, and if Joel is homophobic, wants to be gay, that's okay.
All right.
That's what it says in the Bible, does it, Drew? So you can use the Bible when it says we've got to be multiracial. But when the Bible says we can't have gay marriage and we can't have transgenderism, fuck the Bible. Throw the Bible away, right, Drew? Because the Bible only applies when it suits your liberal democratic arguments.
Listen, Joel.
You're a fake Christian.
No, listen, Joel. Listen,
you're a fake Christian. Joel, you just exposed yourself, Joel. Drew.
Mr. Julian DeVee,
you
please.
You just fucked yourself up again.
Mr. Julian, please.
Because you're a fucking idiot, Drew.
For the love of God, shut the fuck up.
Mr. Julian DeVee. You haven't even thought that deeply about anything you believe, have you?
Mr. Julian DeVee, I'm not personally going around and having gay sex. I'm not sure about you. I'm not sure about Nick Fuentes. If you guys want to do that, that's okay. I'm not interested in it. I know that the National Socialist Network loves
about the principle.
I know that the National Socialist Network like to go to the
Grand Prix. This is what Drew does.
I know you guys like to take photos without
Drew can't actually debate a point logically,
okay. If you guys want
about
to do
an
that,
actual
okay.
principle,
hear me mute them at the end. What is up with that? Like, okay, I was joking, obviously, on the show talking about no homophobia, but like calling people like making clarifications, like, you know, well, I'm really straight. I'm a straight guy, and I don't like to have sex with men anally, so. You know, he does. Like, that's a very weird statement to make, right? Like, as a to throw shade. You could just call someone, you know, a faggot or something, which of course is like a slur, and you know, YouTube and different people don't like that thing, that word, and people will say it's very derogatory. But overall, when it comes to like a slur, right? If you're gonna throw a slur around at people, it just seems like trying to clarify to the camera specifically that you don't have anal sex with men, but other people do, especially if you're a liberal Democrat, it's a weird slur. Like, you should be like, that's good because everyone should be gay. We're really happy about it. Although I definitely know I definitely know that that's just a very strange and bizarre insult to throw around. I don't fully understand it, but it's kind of weird, and it is kind of what it is. But the only problem is here is it just went weirder from there, okay? It just gets stranger. Because apparently, if you go to my screen here, Brian, it says here, the left say never to debate Nazis, but instead to punch them, right? So how about we do a charity boxing fight, all proceeds to help injured Ukrainian veterans? We can agree on that, at least I'd hope. Drew has had a lot to say over the last or the past couple days, but for some reason he's had nothing to say in response to this. Weird, right? Drew apparently said that he would have beaten my ass if we were alone, so I'm not sure why he isn't jumping at the opportunity to get in a ring with me. So this is apparently... A friend of Drew has provided me with evidence and proof showing that Drew Pavlou admitted to editing his own Wikipedia page. Let's see what this... I haven't seen this. So let's go full screen here because I can't see. So let's go... So retarded, LeMayo. I'm so retarded. I forgot to sign out of my fucking Wikipedia account. Joel is actually a retard for posting it. If it was just me and him in that room, I would have beaten his ass. You're so dumb, LeMayo. You should have. It would have been sick to watch you kick the Nazi cunt's ass. It actually would have been really funny to see him fight it. Okay. So apparently, Drew, if these are not edited, apparently Drew, I don't really like showing DMs. I didn't know what this was. I'm sorry. I don't like showing this kind of stuff, but apparently Drew admitted to editing his own Wikipedia page. Also, we have 9/11 live streamers, live viewers on Rumble, which is great. So that's pretty crazy. Like, one thing that I got to say about debates, because Drew's welcome to come back on the show and defend himself from these accusations, which I don't mind. But I've noticed, like, with that one Jewish guy from the debate with Fuentes and Gavin and Vincent James, was that it wasn't the obvious sort of disadvantage that they put themselves into in the debate that ended up causing the humiliation. It's the post-debate meltdown. And when I say post-debate meltdown, I'm being serious. I really want you to look at some of these. What the hell is Oh, he didn't get taken down. I guess they took down Lucas Gage's post or something. Let me go to Drew Pavlou real fast. I guess I was on his page. But Drew was sort of like... Where is it? Let me go to yesterday. Give me a second, guys, here. Drew yesterday was having like an extremely serious... Like, he was saying stuff like this. Here you go. Like, Hitler lived to see his entire project utterly destroyed and dismantled before his eyes. He died a coward's death as a totally vanquished loser. Your ideology failed. It was completely crushed. Deal with it. And somebody said, you still lost the debate, which is crazy. And then he went on to kind of really, really, really start memeing himself. Into things, which I thought was really peculiar, like making his own memes, like these, like here's like his own memes, like.
Click, click, all of it, see this, see this. Don't look away, don't look away, don't look away. Come back, all of it, click, click, see these men, they are not Turks.
I can only describe this. It's like, stay away from Nazi Nord cuck cell folks. They are very inbred and very dangerous. Brains underdeveloped due to being enveloped in clouds and cold for millennia. Stay sun maxing with the alpha Mediterranean chads. We believe life should be beautiful and fun. He made himself memes here. The winning team, haters stay mad. I think this is Obama giving someone a medal of honor or something. Presidential award. So this guy was like creating his own memes yesterday, and like, I don't even know why I'm talking about this. Where was the other weird one that was strange? There was a lot of just strange activity yesterday. There was one more. So apparently he's saying it's fake news that he didn't write that, but there's no one else that between that and that, between the date and that, that wrote that. It's impossible. It's fine, but I just don't understand what this was. I'm not even going to get into this. I guess there's just so much. Oh, and then apparently he supports this guy named Bronze Age Pervert, which I've never interacted with him, but he's blocked me on all social media from his private accounts. I guess this guy's threatened by me, but I don't know. I really don't understand who he is. All I know is a bunch of people are into him. And then I guess someone said that he blocked me because I had Nick Fuentes on my show, which, like, that's a pussy move. Like, imagine blocking someone because somebody else had someone on their show. What are you, a woman? That's crazy. I don't even know who that is. I don't even understand who this is. I don't get who this is. Somebody told me he's really cool and stuff. To me, if you're going to block people like that, that's like pussy stuff. But apparently Bronze Age Pervert, somebody named Bronze Age Pervert, said that Drew won. So I guess he's like with that. So I don't really know what that means. I don't think I want to get any more into this. This is just boring to me. Completely boring. I don't want to talk about this. But a couple of things that are interesting here from the debate, from the master debaters, is I'll just play one more clip in case you missed it from the debate that I thought was really good. Angry Patriot Media, that makes clips for the show, made a great clip from the debate to promote it. And I'm very grateful for his time. Let me go ahead and find it really quickly. Sorry, guys. I'm like kind of like not organized today. Because it's, again, like I said, our guest canceled. And so we just sort of like scrapped the whole show we had planned. And I just decided to go ahead and just stream with you guys anyways, because might as well. Just we'll get into my feud with the gays in a second. We'll get into, oh yeah, here you go. Here's the clip. Let's go ahead and let's watch this one.
Sudanese group of youths stabbed an elderly white woman in front of her six-year-old daughter to steal her Hyundai Getz for a joyride, stabbed her to death. And then the response of the Queensland government was, oh, we don't want this to cause any racism against the black community. We can't blame them all for the actions of the few.
Listen, Julian, listen.
Julian. Old women are getting stabbed in the street for frivolous reasons. Julian. This is a big problem because we live in a totally white supremacist society, right? Julian. We need to have more diversity, more inclusion. We need more of these in our country because they enrich us so much, Elijah.
Shut the fuck up. Stop using that disgusting language.
What do you mean? What are you going to do about it? Come over here and stop me. You're not going to do shit.
I'm not a Stone Age caveman like this.
No, of course, you're not going to stop me, so I can say what... I thought you believed in free speech, right? Aren't you a liberal Democrat? I should be able to say as much as I want. Isn't that my constitutional, democratic, liberal right or whatever that you supposedly believe in? Your ideals don't actually have any coherence, do they, Drew? As soon as a white man starts being racist, all of a sudden, fuck liberal democracy.
Saying these racial slurs has nothing to do with freedom of expression. It's very...
Well, no, it is. It's a form of expression. Am I free to express the N-word or not? Do I have the freedom?
Low IQ.
What do you mean it has nothing to do with freedom of expression? You can't determine what kinds of expression you're allowed to have or not have. And then also say I'm
intellectually, so all you can do is resort to racial slurs.
Yeah, I can speak intellectually. I spoke intellectually before. You said it was boring, called me a retard.
Hey! Stop the bad language, all right? Also, by the way, the N-word doesn't matter out here in Australia. Like, it's only like the last 2 years people have pretended to care about it because of America, because of Black Lives Matter or whatever. But it's like there was no black slaves out here. There was no African slaves. The only Africans that we have in Australia right now are the Sudanese gangs that are ruining Melbourne. So luckily where I'm at, we don't have any of those types of people. So it's pretty safe. It's like a little cove of safety. It's really beautiful, actually. I live in like one of the most expensive and one of the safest areas in Australia, actually. And coincidentally, it's like 93% white and the rest are Asian. And then there's like 2% Abbo. So the Abba, did you know? But there's a few Aboriginals. The last time I saw an Aboriginal, he was pulling his pants down. He was drunk, standing over by a Target. Yes, we have Target and Kmart in this country. And then I saw there was another Aboriginal that was sleeping on a bench by my house. And then there was another Aboriginal that walks around with one of these. A guess what it is. And he's drunk and he yells at people. And there's also, there was these two Aboriginals fighting in the street the other day without their shoes on. And then there's also this family of Aboriginals who were like, the mom was like just smoking, like I maybe it was weed, but I looked like a pookie pipe. She was like smoking crack and almost hit her kids in the street. Like I have not, like, and then, oh yeah. And then I was at I don't like to go to Kohl's, but I was at Woolworth's grocery store and they have these little gates because of the theft that happens. And there was some like shirtless, shoeless, like Aboriginal teenager climbing under the gate at the grocery store. My interactions, I'm not from here. I'm not racist towards Aboriginals. I don't know anything about them. But what I've seen here is like, it's like almost like they're like a, like an ancient tribe just living among the people of Australia. Like they don't even like follow the rules. Like, did you guys see the riots that happened in Alice Springs? We've talked about that. Like, they're just like, they just come across like toddlers or something. And that's from an outsider here, like looking in. It's like a group of like uneducated toddlers. And no one wants you to criticize them because if you criticize them, you're racist. So you should just let them steal your stuff, trash your streets, you know, steal whatever it is. Because if you want to live in order, it's racist to ask these people to respect your civilization. That's what it is. That's how bad it is here. It's very similar to that in the United States, in New York, I think. Chicago isn't as bad as people think. South Chicago is bad, but in the middle of Chicago, it's pretty safe. I'm not lying. And it's not that unsafe, realistically, compared to what people think. There's a lot of police. They really police the middle of Chicago. But I think it's like the key Dindu muffins in Australia. Like, I'm an American. I don't have any, you know, animosity towards Aboriginals. I don't hate them. I don't dislike them. I don't know anything about them. But I do know they're the oldest civilization. I think they're now 100,000 years old. Last time we spoke a week ago, they were 50,000 years old. But then I looked it up and they said they were 80,000. And someone corrected said they're 100,000 years old. Maybe they're 6 million years old. I don't know. But what I do know is like my interactions with Aboriginals has been they're just drunk and like usually mucking around. Not harming anyone though. But I do see them fighting and they're always, always drunk. I guess it's pretty cool, right? I mean, just sit around, like you don't wear shoes. They don't wear shoes either, which most Australians where I'm at don't wear shoes, by the way. It's very normal to not wear shoes in public. It's a weird thing Australians do. They don't wear shoes. That's just a small tidbit. I just want you to know that. So that's the thing. All right. Someone said, I like Drew Hernandez. I don't know this guy. I don't know what we're talking about here. How do you not know what's going on here? This is... Hello, uncle. Cousin.
Ah, cousin. You need to play the didgeridoo.
That's what that sounds like. Hit the like button for didgeridoos. Anyway, that's a total side rant on everything. Just to give a huge shout out here. You see this awesome t-shirt? You see this one? Well, this awesome t-shirt is from Undertak. See how it fits nicely? See this? See how nicely this? This is like a pretty nice fit, right? You got the flag on the side. It fits real nicely. That's because Undertak isn't just a boxer brand. Yes, they create amazing boxer briefs, which you can see here on my screen, in different sizes, made from cotton on steroids, Modal, extremely breathable material. It doesn't ride up. It fits perfectly. But they've also added these shirts, tactical t-shirts. If you want to know, I'm 6'2". With my shoes off, I'm about 193 pounds right now, and I'm not in very good shape. I'm in fairly good shape, and this is a large, and it's been washed. So it doesn't fit tight. It fits snug and nice, but if you're, you know, on the fatter side, maybe get an XL. The clothing is amazing, okay? It's so comfortable. I also got one of these down here recently, this sweatshirt, this crew neck. Amazing. My wife actually steals it from me, wears it around the house a lot because it's like loungewear. It's so comfortable. Check out the tees right here. You can get it with the, I like the logo. I think it's kind of cool. Just Sierra Whiskey Co. with the flag. Check out the clothes that they have right now and get 20% off with my promo code OFFENSIVE20. This company supports free speech. Of course, they support your First Amendment rights. They're donating a portion of the profits to help fight human trafficking. And they've supported the show through the thick and thin. Pick up a pair of boxers or pick a spare for a third less than the competition right now at undertac.com. UNDERTAC.com. Promo code OFFENSIVE20. OFFENSIVE20. Use my promo code link in the description. Plus, go to their website to get these amazing clothes. And honestly, I feel like this shirt does look pretty good. It's like, it's a pretty good fit. Look at that. Even on the back, you want to see it fits nice and like on your bones. I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I like the t-shirt. It's very nice. So let's go ahead and let's go further here into our device. Do you guys, what do you want to do next? Because since I'm by myself, I don't actually have a show prepared today. I'm just being honest with you guys. I don't. Like I said, if you're just making it to the stream, we had a guest and the whole show prepared, and so it had to be canceled. But considering the fact I have a lot of weird videos and stuff that we could get into, we could talk about my feud with the gay community. Do you guys want to talk about that, or do you want to go into weird videos? Which order? One's in the chat if you want to go into the feud real quickly for 5 minutes with the gay community and their weird obsession with me the last 24 hours, or two if you just want to go straight to the weird videos. So one's in the chat for the gay feud. Two's in the chat if you want to just skip the gay feud, the geude, and go into that. What's up, by the way, in the chat? Redwater said, what's up, E? How are you doing? What's up? And Diddy Doo-Doo Puss, calm down. Anyway, all right, let's see. I think we did, what did I even say? What did I even say? What was one? Am I so spacey today? Was one the gay feud? Yes or no? Was one the gay feud and two was skipped straight to the videos? Which one was it? What was one the gay feud? I don't even remember what I said. Shit, man. I'm so toasted right now. Anyone in the chat clarify to me? What was one? One was the gay feud. All right. All right. Let's go into that for a second because this is actually pretty funny. So sometimes, not all the time, on Twitter, I just get really autistic and like I unnecessarily cause problems for my life. And the thing is I've noticed with women and gays particularly, some, and with minorities, is like they don't understand what it's like to be a white male. It's particularly, they don't know what it's like to not be one of their community. And so they work in a feminine energy. Right? They work in slander and gossip and like insults. We just work on the fact that we have this confidence that comes with us that we just don't really aren't affected by them. Like they try to pull us down and their negative energy does get to us, right? The bitches can be wild. The gays can be annoying. The blacks can be insane. But for the most part, as white men, you know, it doesn't really get to us that much because it's like, I mean, we are who we are. Is that racist? Maybe. But who really cares, right? I don't. They basically, I saw this tweet pop up. I saw Matt Walsh talking about it. I saw Lauren Southern talking about it. I saw a lot of people talking about it. And I decided to read into it a little bit. And of course, instead of just moving on with my life, I decided to respond to it because I thought it was funny. So this gay guy here, we'll just talk about this for a second. It's not a very interesting segment here. But this gay guy said, parents, stop bringing your annoying shithead kids to the supermarket. And, you know, I think I just sort of got to a point in my head where, like, the gay community is so annoying. It's, like, just so annoying. I'm just so tired of having these people who add nothing to our society lecture us and think their opinions matter. Like, you're not even reproducing children by choice. So I just said gay guy who was likely molested as a child hates seeing kids in public spaces because 48% of gay men report being molested. And those who weren't molested, probably it's a combination of pornography, an over-endearing mother, some sort of trauma as a kid. I'm not talking about people who've experimented or just you know, people who may, maybe if you're gay and you don't know it, like people don't know it, I maybe wouldn't put you in this category. But if you're like this guy, openly gay, have like rainbow flags in your bio, you're probably abused in some way, even if you don't remember it. And I said, I have bad news for you. If the general public could choose between banning kids or annoying gays from the public life, you'd be unhappy with the result. Society should be more kid-friendly, not less. I said, I told him I was also not mocking the account, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I wrote this, which they are so upset about. I said, one of my son's favorite activities is going to the grocery store with mom. He loves meeting the clerks, picking snacks. He does. Baby, he loves picking up snacks. He helps hold the groceries. He'll always hold an onion. Baby, he loves holding a damn onion. Eating a yogurt pack. He's always trying to eat a yogurt pack, all right? Can you blame a brother? I feed my son protein. Not double chunk chocolate cookies, but not chicken bakes. I feed him yogurts, high protein, no sugar added yogurts. And I said, he may be a baby, but at least he's not using his asshole for anything other than taking a shit. And they were like, they are so upset about this. I'm not even going to go deep into the feud. Of course, they start screenshotting hit pieces, you know, sharing drama from homos and just what gay people, like, I mean, you just expect this, right? Gay people are just dramatic. They love blowing smoke. They love blowing beef too, physically and hypothetically, whatever. We know what they get up to. I'm not even judging them for it. I'm just saying they do it, you know? And I just put this out, you know, if you're going to openly attack and mock children being in public spaces, especially if you're LGBTQ and choose a lifestyle where you naturally selected out your genetic line, I'm not holding back. And I don't care if you say, bro, I was a fan. Stop hating kids and repent, okay? I said, it makes me sick seeing these narcissistic adults who add zero to society and make their entire personality about who they have sex with come out and attack the future of our nation, the pride and glory of our people, the literal highest blessing from God. Be offended, weirdos. And I think it was because somebody, a fan of the show, or somebody who followed me, responded and was like, just because you enjoy seeing little kids doesn't mean the rest of us do also. Ain't nobody want to hear no little monster crying or being obnoxious. Keep them in the car. So I was like, you have gay in the bio. What makes you think that everyone wants to see you guys in public? This goes both ways. As someone, a part of the most obnoxious community in America, why don't you stay in the car next time, bud? I think that in their bio, they put male. I said, make America great again, hat on. Your community literally makes America worse for all of us. Get the fuck out, you kid-hating Harry Potter-looking dyke. You choose to be unbreedable. Your opinions on children are invalid. Go traffic kids if you want them, but shut the fuck up in the meantime. I am much more annoyed seeing my Oreos have rainbow flags on them, hearing about these stupid trans issues and how LGBTQ need more representation than I ever was by a baby crying on a plane. At least kids grow up and mature one day. So, like, you know, I think what it is, and I put nothing makes me happier than being a dad, right? I mean, this is not it. This is, and people, I got a bunch of like a couple hundred people unfollow me and they like DM me like, I'm unfollowing you. This was homophobic. So I just put publicly, like, don't mind me while I don't give a flying fuck who unfollows me for reminding the LGBTQ community that they have no place lecturing us real parents on how and where we can bring our kids. They have gotten too damn comfortable lecturing us on what we can do publicly. Fuck them. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. This community has no position lecturing any of us on how to fix our politics, how to run our family. Like, dude, you guys, I don't care if you privately struggle with your sexuality. I don't care if your name's Stacy and you're 19 and you're going through a bisexual phase in college. I don't care. But for the love of God, figure your shit out, okay? Figure your fucking shit out. Stop being such a ridiculous, immature piece of shit. If your sexuality is a part of your public identity, fuck off. You are a cunt. Go away. Well, I'm in the conservative movement. Then fuck off. Go enjoy yourself. But I don't want to hear from you guys anymore. Like, I'm actually not even like anti-gay like Kez is. Like, Kez is super anti-gay. Like, she's like, fuck these people. You know, I grew up around a lot of these people. You know, I sound like one of these people. Maybe I'm like an honorary member of the LGBTQ community. But I sincerely, like, I don't mind Andy No or people who just happen to be gay and do good work. But these motherfuckers who are like, I'm a gay conservative, I'm a gay this, fuck off. You're an annoying shithead. Not because you're gay, but because you're an annoying shithead. It's like, well, you know, maybe we don't like kids. Of course you don't. Of course you don't. You've breeded yourself out of a genetic reproduction. And then you can prey on kids to reproduce or indoctrinate. Well, we want to come into the conservative movement. How about you go away? How about you don't make this a part of your identity? You know, and I know some people who are gay who are cool, and I've got no problem with what their personal choices are outside of maybe I disagree that I don't think that's a morally a good choice, but I'm like, okay, whatever. They just keep to themselves. But these people who are like, I'm a gay conservative, make America great again. Fuck you. Okay? Like, I want to teach kids that, you know, you can be a dude, just look, we're not trying to make LGBTQ identitarian politics a part of our daily life. We don't want our kids exposed to that. Their identitarian politics should be their faith in God. It should be their heritage, their background. It should be their nationalism in their country. It's not about obsessing their entire identity over this. And of course, the entire community's response to me is, of course, their response is, you know, calling me like a rapist or gay, which is the best. I love that one. Or calling me a pedophile, which is fantastic. And then also it's the, they all started saying that they were hoping my son becomes gay, which I always find, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, is funny, right? We love being gay so much. We hope your son grows up gay. Not because it's a bad thing. Oh, really? Then why would you hope my son is gay as a diss on me? Maybe because you don't have to live that way. Maybe you have a choice. Maybe you need to shut the fuck up and realize life is more than your sexuality and stop being a homo. And stop making it your whole identity and grow up. You know what? If you don't want to change and that's who you want to be, then go ahead. You have the freedom to do that. And I'm honestly not going to stop you. No one is. But putting that shit out in public, it's annoying. Do you know that if you're straight and you talk about your sex life too much, people get annoyed? I'm married to a woman, and if I talked about our sex life on the show in detail or constantly referenced it in unnecessary, you know, minute explanations, people would turn this off because it's fucking annoying. Just because you're gay doesn't mean it's special. You've made your entire personality about how much shit you have on your dick. Shut the fuck up. Oh, well, I'm going to respond with drama. Fuck you. I don't care, you cunt. I don't care. I'm at that point, I think, in my political career. I'm in a really good position in all ways. In all ways. Better, the best position I've ever been in my entire life. I've had people hit some really low lows against me. Do you think I give a shit what people say about me? You're gay. Who are you to fucking be lecturing me about morality? You're a homosexual. You are gay, being like, well, you're a bad person. Sir, you're gay. Some people could lecture me on morality. You're not one of them. At least my sin has been a struggle with sin. I don't make it my identity. Am I better than you? No. But you better shut the fuck up because you're gay and you have no position to be telling anyone that they're bad or not good person or slandering them or spreading gossip or rumors or lies about them. You are gay. And that should be enough of an argument. So I am just there, you know, on that. So it's literally just, it doesn't make any sense, right? So like, I don't know. It's just what it is. That community makes me laugh. So when blacks, when the LGBTQ community, when these people come after me, listen, brother, enjoy yourself. The reason why you're threatened by my opinions are because they're true. Shut the fuck up about our children. How about that? Stop. Oh, well, we want to be against groomers. We don't need that. We don't need you guys. Look, it's one thing to say, look, I had problems growing up. My sexuality is fucked up. I don't even care. I have lesbian friends. I have gay friends. I don't even care. I'm a black trans lesbian. I don't even care. So go do that. But here's the deal. We don't need you to correct and help save our children. You know, save our kids. Stay away from them, please. I don't want my kid growing up seeing trans conservatives. I don't want my kid growing up seeing trans people. I want it to be comical. I want it to be a joke. I don't want it to be real. Oh, well, dude, come on, man. That shit's whack. I'm not being mean here. I'm not being homophobic. That shit's fucked up, man. Being transgender is fucked up. We're gonna have to delete this whole stream off of YouTube. Like, we're gonna have to delete this shit. I know. Oops. Yeah. And it's like, well, dude, we have the most based gays. Listen, fuck you. Go away. Oh, and they always said, oh, you're internalizing hate. You hate yourself, brother, because you're deeply closeted. I'm gay. Are you happy? I could say I'm gay a million times. And they go, see, he's closeted. How about this? I'm a homosexual. There you go. I don't give a fuck. Listen, you guys are an unhappy community. Call me what you want. Slander me. Do whatever you're going to do. Your community is fucking weird. That's all I'm saying. It's just a weird community. It's like the black community, right? Like, I've mentioned it. I'm not being racist. Black people, when they get money, don't want to live in those communities. And people say that I'm, you know, xenophobic, racist, sexist, homophobic, whatever you want to say, transphobic, but they never call me a liar. And so instead of debunking what I'm saying, they just resort to like, well, you're this and you're that. And this person said this about you. Yeah, because you're gay, so you give a shit. I don't. What I would ask kindly is that our political movement would return to a serious nature, to where we realize that we don't need based women in our political system. We don't need based transsexuals in our political system. We need people to fucking stop acting like children, okay? Grow the fuck up and realize that we have a future generation that is going to live worse than their parents for the second time in a row. Millennials are living worse than their boomer parents, and now the Gen Alpha, my children, are going to live worse than me if we don't do something about it. Respectfully, call me names, I don't care. Okay, because unlike you, I haven't chosen to give in to feminism, to depravity, towards degeneracy. I've actively said, yeah, I've made mistakes in my life. Yeah, I'm not perfect, and I sure as hell ain't gonna make those mistakes my identity, and I sure as hell am not going to teach my kid that it's good to make mistakes. I'm going to try to teach him from the pain that I've gone through, from the agony that those sins have caused me in my life. I'm going to teach my kids to overcome those things. And do you know what my wife does to help the movement, to help the country? She stays home and raises my child and our growing family and cooks and cleans and has a Bible study group with her friends, reads scripture every day. She's a much more devout Christian than I am. She's much more committed, much more disciplined. She's a sweetheart. And her humor is just as fucked up as mine, though. Today, she was like, because I don't know if you saw this. They made the eclipse about racism. They made the eclipse about racism. They said that it was traumatizing to black people because it reminds them how few black opportunities there are for black people in science. And my wife was like, how is it traumatic? Like, oh, then the sun did be covered. The sun did gone dark. Oh, there it is again. I love her. She's very funny. But all I'm saying, as you can see, I think I'm at like a fuck off kind of mentality. And I think they've pushed me to that level now. You know what I mean? I think I'm there. I think I'm off. I think I'm just off with it. Yeah. So I think, I think I'm off with it. I just think I'm done, right? Okay. Anyway. I've just had enough of these people. I've had enough. Win, Kez. All right. Let's transition. Do you guys want to transition out of this? You guys want to plan a transition and get out of this and go into some weird videos? Brian, let's go ahead and let's cut the YouTube stream. I'm going to go ahead and put the invite here. Let's cut the YouTube stream and the X stream. Let's go ahead and delete both of those. We got to delete this off of X and delete this off of YouTube. So I'm putting the link in there for a second. And then if you're watching on YouTube and X, you can keep watching. Support the show directly at Censored TV, guys. If you haven't got a membership, you got to join. You get this show that the ads are cut out of it. You get a bonus show on Thursdays. Sometimes you see we have previews like last week. You get a bonus show. And it's just a really good way to support the shows. We're demonetized pretty much everywhere except for Rumble. We're even demonetized on X. So I'm going to say that to the YouTube audience. Goodbye. Make sure you follow us over to Rumble. But we got to delete this off of YouTube. We got to delete this off of X. Let's just make sure we get those off. Let's cut it, Brian. Let's go to a 2-minute break. I'm going to grab some water and we're going to come back with some crazy content on Rumble. Shout out to the Censored community. Shout out to those that are here on Locals, right? You can get the exclusive private chat as well on Locals with Why Are You Gacing? Nationalism, nationalism, nationalism. It's natural and it's right. And that's just the thing. All right, 2.5-minute break. We'll see you there. For those that are watching, we'll see you on Rumble. Well, welcome back to those that are watching. Sorry about that. I think that I just have a little bit of like fatigue from these people at different times in my life. So I'm not trying to, you know, it's really not coming from a place of hatred. It's more of just like, dude, look. Overall, the LGBTQ community, like black conservatives, all these things, like, yeah, there's great gay people out there. I mentioned Andy No. You know, I work with a couple that are really awesome, that are very nice people, that I don't care if they're gay. There are great black conservatives out there, the Hodge twins, Candace Owens, etc. Overall, though, when you let other people that are not with similar goals into your society, you end up with a political system that's splintered, distracted, and it's just gay. And I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of it. And you got all these people acting like faggots. They're not even gay. They're just fags, you know? Some funny things that happened over the weekend. I had noticed Alex Jones was very horny recently. If you go to my screen here, Brian. So somebody had put up this picture. Okay, it's not pornographic. Don't get mad at me. Her nipples are covered, and it's just, I think it's just okay. So it's just like $500 forever finds me this movie, and it's this hot chick. It's sensual, and Alex Jones shared it, and was like the ideal woman, which is like kind of based. And I know people are like, we're conservative and stuff. You know, we shouldn't be sharing this stuff. You know, L. Coomers and whatever. All right. Can you not appreciate a hot woman? But this is not the only picture. So there was a picture circulating. You take it off the screen for a second there, Brian. There was another picture that circulated, which was of Greta Thunberg's boobs that were edited to be larger than normal. I don't know if I have it here. But people edited her boobs to be bigger than normal. And in the midst of all that, Alex was like commenting on them, being like, these are boobs that come from a carnivore meat diet. And so you end up having Alex Jones trying to understand how Greta Thunberg's boobs got huge. I showed it to my wife. It was Photoshop for sure. And then he comes out on the left field of just like, yo, nice tits, right? That's basically what he did. Interesting stuff. Now, I thought what was funny about this is if we go to the comments here, Brian, you can bring this back up. We go to the comments on Alex Jones commenting on the hot blonde naked chick. Donut operator said, not sure if I'd reshare that thread, buddy. Now, when you click on this thread here, the first video that pops up is a woman in a white thong showing her vagina and butthole. So that's probably why he said don't share the thread, and I'm not going to share it myself.
And I think somebody else said, just posting L said, Alex is a boobs guy confirmed. We have seen that. So Alex is a boobs guy. I think that's just always interesting because Alex just has a lot of testosterone and he's just like, sees boobs and he likes them. We can't, can you blame him? I don't know. That's a question that we always have. And I'm not going to get any more, I'm not going to get any more into that. So speaking of the devil, let me go to my thread here. Let's go home. Okay. You know what? My last rant I was talking about. Check this out. This is so based. Look at this. Look at this. Listen to this middle school teacher. What he had to say about his flags keep getting taken down.
So I keep hanging these flags up and then I come back and someone's ripped the pole off or broken it in half. But look what someone wrote. Who even says that? It's okay if you have an opinion, but it's mine. It's not yours. I brought it in here. I hung it up.
So
I keep.
They called him a gay ass N. Dude, I wrote on here. I said, when middle schoolers, one time a middle schooler told me his family was taking a road trip across my forehead. Brutal, but honest little savages. And that's the actual truth. So first of all, this guy's like, whoa, I always love how gays are defeated by middle schoolers. Like, you know, there's always some like gay teacher on the internet crying because a middle schooler like called her a fag or something. And you're like, your person that you cracked over a seventh grader making a mean comment to you. Like, people are like, this is the way, teach him young. Very based. Shit. But I thought that was pretty good. I would teach. I just wouldn't send my kids to public school, okay? I wouldn't do it. And I also don't like the holier-than-thou people that sometimes get in the chat that are like, you can't talk about boobs ever. Why? Why? We don't have to be nasty, but like, can we not appreciate God's creation? I don't know. There's a difference between being nasty about it, right? And just laughing that Alex Jones is just like drinking whiskey, being like a horny son of a bitch. Like just tweeting out boobs. Like he's like fighting the New World Order and is like, this is such a, dude, that is like such a male mind moment. Like the girls in the chat won't relate to this, but as a guy, can we agree with this? It's like, this is like the male experience. It's like on Twitter. And no, everyone's like, you know, I guess why we don't have the youngest audience. Cause this whole like Coomer brain thing, this isn't a Coomer brain thing. This is just life. You're like, I gotta fight the New World Order. Like I watch Alex Jones, he's tweeting out, he's like, Janet Yellen of the United States Treasury is now fighting China and saying that their plans, their economic plans are destructive. Xi Jinping literally turned on her because he double-crossed the New World Order. It's like watching Stalin and Hitler turn on each other. And the next post is like, nice tits, this is the ideal woman. And that's kind of a man's brain, right? It kind of goes between like, I've got to serve God and I've got to fight demons to like titties. Am I wrong on that? It kind of seems just like tits and then Jesus and God. And that's the battle, right? It's the battle. It's not a battle of flesh and blood. It's like it's like boobs. And then you're like, no. And then it's like God. And you're like, yes, but it's sort of the fight. I think so. I just think so. It's the Chi-Coms. It's the Chi-Coms. Oh, it's the Chi-Coms. That's what it is. It's the communists. Can we also read a funny post here? Don't go to my screen yet, because I don't need to go here. This was the funniest tweet I read today. I think we should make dunking on Shapiro's tweets a part of the show every day, because he gets stupider every day. Is this it? Is this the one? Oh, yeah. Look at this one. This one's so funny. So you know how people say the Chi-Coms, the Chinese communists, control America? Check this out. Ben Shapiro from the Israeli Wire said today, the Biden administration is now effectively preparing to make aid to Israel contingent on unspecified changes to Israeli policy, which means that Israel can do little or nothing to appease the White House. Hamas is now in control of the Biden administration? What? Hamas is in control of the Biden administration? Like, excuse me, But like, if you don't mind me questioning, has he not seen the chart? Is the chart in here? Yeah. Hamas. Yeah, Hamas is in control of the White House administration. This is Hamas. Sir, Hamas? Yeah, exactly. I don't think so. What is this? So this is Hamas. That's who's in control of the White House. He thinks Hamas. But you know what? In that case, is Ben Shapiro calling to blow up the White House? Well, if Hamas is in the White House, then we can blow it up. Bomb the White House, Ben Shapiro says. Bomb them. Bomb them. You ever seen that that video? Never mind. You're not on the Telegram. You're not on the Telegram, but whatever. That's just crazy shit, right? That's insane. That's insane. So Israel is Hamas then? Is Israel Hamas? That's crazy. Someone said in the chat, what a verse allows men to oogle at naked women? No verse. So I said it's the battle. I said it's just the male mind. What verse in the Bible tells you that it's okay to eat McDonald's at 3 a.m. from DoorDash? Nowhere. Not everything's in the Bible, but some things are just human existence and we deal with them. The Bible does say not to lust, and that's always a difficult thing for men, right? I mean, why are we acting like it's not like, the Bible tells us not to do things because they're common struggles. And so it's one thing to say it like a struggle is good. It's another thing to just deny it. That's why I have a trouble with a lot of people who like to really try to make people think they're good people when they're not. And instead of like focusing on the work of the cross and being honest about their own, you know, issues with the flesh. I don't always like people who are really like big on trying to be perceived as holy, but like not. But they're not trying to give glory to God. They want you to think they're cool. I don't mind if you actually are, you know, disciplined and following the word of God and you have something to teach me. I respect that. I respect and I revere you for reflecting the character of God. I just like people like myself who are just like, I don't know. I've just openly have my own struggles, my own issues in my life throughout the years. And it's shown me my need for God on such a deep and interpersonal level. That I know that I need him. I know that I need God, and it's a struggle sometimes. But at the same time, the battle between of not of flesh and blood, but like, what, is a Christian man going to deny that he likes tits? It just seems like a weird thing, you know? Like, do I pretend like Alex Jones is weird for liking boobs? Maybe you think it's weird. I don't think that's weird he likes boobs. Like, I would think it would be weird if he didn't, right? So sometimes I feel like the reason why the modern church scares away men, like I watched this video and I come from a Pentecostal background, which is probably why I'm so unruly. Realistically speaking, if I was Orthodox or Catholic, I'd probably be a more disciplined human soul. And I'm planning on getting involved in a church system when I get back to the U.S. soon. But I think what's interesting is like one of the funniest and most interesting things is like, I just think people are always pointing out how things could be better or worse. And I feel like there's this this culture of femininity where it's like, dude, if you on the internet are stumbled by that, by Alex, like laughing at Alex Jones, letting it slip on his mind when it's like not showing nipples and stuff, you shouldn't go to the beach. You shouldn't watch the show. You shouldn't be online. That's my personal opinion. You shouldn't be online. This is not even a good show to watch because if that stumbles you, then you're not ready to watch this show. And I'm not upset with that. I'm not even mad if it stumbles you, but I'm going to tell you, then don't watch the show. I try to make the name of the show slightly offensive to warn people that it's sometimes pretty brutal and graphic. We used to, when it was pre-recorded, we put graphic warnings. I'm thinking about going back to that, playing a graphic warning at the beginning of the show, like warning, some topics, themes, and titles discussed in the show are not suitable for young audiences or people with sensitive consciences. Viewer discretion is advised. But like, I feel like personally, when I look at scripture, I look at people in the Bible, like when you look at, you know, Abraham and you look at their decisions, you look at David with their concubines and things, there's a very different form of God followers. They were warriors. They killed people. They were often brutal. They often had harem. Were there consequences for those actions? Yeah, there were, right? Even David, because he had too much blood on his hands, the scripture says that he wasn't able to build the temple, right? So he left the materials partially for his son Solomon. David lost his kingdom to his son Absalom, right? In a coup because of his killing of Uriah. I think that was his name, right? With Bathsheba, because of his affair, his adultery, and his kid died. And then he ended up losing his kingdom. He ended up dying with getting his kingdom back, but and his son ended up having sex with his concubines. So I don't know. I just see a whole different thing in the Bible. And today we don't speak a lot about, you know, being a warrior and what comes with that and the brutality. And I get into arguments with my father a lot about this, actually. I get into a lot of arguments. And one of the reasons why I get into that, someone said I didn't read. By the way, the last stream, I didn't read the super chats that were under $5 because there was too many of them. I said that on the show. I wouldn't read anything under $5 because there was like 30 of them and I didn't have time to read them all. But I get in my argument with my dad. Like, so people in the chat, that's why I call them the holier than thou people, because I respect them, but they don't really respect me or us. And I get why, because they think that we're bad people. But I do, I've had this discussion on air with Ali Beth Stuckey before on her show. Is like my dad, you know, he'll sit in here or he'll listen in and he'll tell me like, dude, like, you know, you shouldn't have said that or said this, or you should have been nicer about this. I go, dude, I'm in a war. Like, I explained this to him. He's like, dude, you should be nice. Like, you should never mock a woman's beauty. Like, women are sensitive. And I go, you're right. That's like people who say that you should never kill, you know, in war. Don't shoot anyone. Listen, war is disgusting. It is horrible. And it is fucking gruesome. And I'm not saying that I'm in a physical war like that. And no, I'm not taking on any valor. I'm just trying to explain an anecdote, something that I explained to my dad. So war is disgusting. It is bloody. And you have to do a lot of things that you don't want to do in order to achieve your ultimate goal, which is to win. Because winning is the only thing that matters in war. And that's why, you know, you see with what Israel's doing, they're doing some terrible things. Because what is their goal? Their goal isn't to destroy Hamas. Their goal is to kick the Palestinians out. And so ultimately, they will kill as many of them as they need to until they don't want to live there anymore. It's sad. I don't like it. But unfortunately, the world doesn't run the way that we like it. That's a very womanly thing to say. Well, that's not how I feel good. I don't feel good about the war. Well, fuck you. Because Israel's going to do whatever they want. And this is from someone that doesn't even support what they're doing. But I get it. You'd be a fool to not know what they're trying to do. They want the Palestinians out. So they're going to accomplish that. They're going to blow up children. They're going to do bad shit to accomplish their goal. I feel the same way about my own personal life. It's like, I want to win hearts and minds to the truth. And I want to combat evil. And I told him, I said, Dad, you know, you're right. Calling a woman ugly to her face for no reason that you don't know is absolutely unchristlike. It's cruel. This is in reference, by the way, to calling the Little Mermaid actress ugly publicly, that led to people getting arrested, by the way, due to valid, like, actual death threats, like, and doxings. Law enforcement got involved. And, like, they memed my dead mom's face onto interracial rape porn, you know? Like, really, really graphic stuff that I won't go any further because too many... stuff's legal at this point. I go... That woman represents something so much deeper. She is an employee. She is my elite employee. No, she is an employee of one of the largest media companies that's owned by one of the largest disseminators of propaganda in the history of the world that is meant to turn kids into feminists and gay. They've taken a character in our history. They're part of rewriting our history and our culture, taking a Dutch person with red hair. Oh, mermaids aren't scientifically any color. No. It's not about random casting. She can't even swim. She's married to one of the shittiest, most sketchy rappers. She's a part of an entire movement to undermine our culture and our written history, to take away what is valuable to us. She has hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts coming up, I think, with Warner Brothers. She's
given gaslit and told she's beautiful. She has every publication around her telling her she's amazing. You're racist if you hate her. And I come in, I don't go racist. I don't say anything that could be considered hateful. I just say something true. It's a little bit of truth I throw in there. I'm up against billion-dollar companies, an individual with tens of millions of dollars and future hundreds in a very famous scene with dozens of millions of more followers than I have online, with publications that have combined maybe $1 trillion of input, trying to push a narrative that undermines what I want for my country. And I come in with one sentence of truth. She's ugly. And it topples the house of cards. That's power to me. And that's why I think they hate me so much, because I didn't say anything witty. I'm not puffing my own ego here. I didn't do anything like commendable. It's funny though, because in a war, one sentence of truth, she's actually ugly. If she wasn't ugly, no one would have cared what I said, but because she is ugly, it destroys everything. And to me, that's why I don't think everyone should go around calling the actress ugly, but I consider myself someone fighting into just intellectual battles or cultural battles at the very front. And I don't think I'm not going to do like a Drew Pavlou. I'm a great man of history. I'm a fucking retard. But I will say that I'm understanding that I'm in a war and it's nasty. And the things that I see, the things that I go through, it's just going to give me a different perspective than, let's say, a guy who, you know, has the blessing to not be involved in this stuff full time, can just work a normal job, you know, as like an engineer, go to church, watch what he sees on the internet, put, you know, covenant eyes on his phone, make sure he doesn't see anything harsh. That's a better life. And I wish I could live that, but I wasn't called to that. So I'm not going to look like a prim and proper guy. I'm not going to speak like one or be like one when I was called to literally like work in the smut mines of the world. Like, you can't just be normal. Like, you can't work in this stuff and be normal. Or God wouldn't call you to it. It would crush you. The amount of slander and lies that people have said about me and my family, the amount of campaigns and literal like pressure from the government and people, most people would have killed themselves by now. I'm not joking. You guys don't even know the half of the shit that has gone on behind the scenes that people have tried to do to destroy me. Most people would kill themselves or have quit a long time ago. And you'll see people quit. People like Fuentes, which gets more hate than me, people like myself or McGinnis or people that last, it's because we're built for this shit. We're built for it. God gives us the strength. But you know what? We're a little rough around the edges. Maybe we're not as sensitive to sin or things as other people because we're in war, okay? So if it bothers you, then don't get involved. And you might be better off not watching the show and not being involved. You might be better off because you guys know, watch this. You know yourself. Keeping up and paying attention, and you try to wake the people up around you, right? You're watching this show. You pay attention to what's going on. You see what's happening in the world, and it weighs on your heart. Am I right? It weighs on your heart. You know? It's heavy shit. You know, you see someone getting their head blown off on Twitter while you're just trying to watch the news. And so you try to wake people up, and you're like, dude, the world's crazy. And it's insane. And I'm trying to tell you the truth and they mock you or they tell you, you know, you're not really as good Christian as they are and stuff. And maybe they're right. And you know what? They probably are. And I pray God has mercy on my soul. And I pray God has mercy on our souls. And I pray that he sees my heart and to seek to be as obedient as I'm trying to be. But man, I need the Holy Spirit, because if I didn't, I'd probably blow my fucking brains out. And many of you have felt that. And I've been at the verge of that before. I've gone through seasons of depression. I've wanted to, you know, I hated people so much. I've wanted to harm them in return. You know, I thought about, I have such bad dirt on people that I've thought about ruining people's careers who have come after me, which they would ruin their careers. But you know what? I've stopped all that. I've given it to the Lord and said, Lord, my fight is not against revenge. It's not about, you know, shit talking people. I just stay quiet in all that drama and everything. And I just keep fighting
because I really just want to keep getting closer and closer to truth publicly and helping the Overton window, doing my little part in this little sliver of the internet with the tiny little audience that we have to see how much impact we can have. Because I really do believe that the impact that this show and we have on the Overton window is much greater than views. And the reason why I know that is because I have a new show and it's done like over 7 million views in its first 2 weeks. So I can get views on shows by just talking about the news. But this, what we do here, is to be able to have real conversation. As everything's getting more fake and more gay, we're going to be more real here. Still kind of gay, but more real, you know? So Trevor loses. Elijah got them new eyebrows, calling bitches ugly again. Good stuff. That is funny. So all I bring up in all of this is it's retarded strength. Like you said, someone said he got the retard strength. And someone said, did Elijah's barber copy from Elliot Page? Yeah, they have really bad barbers around here. My haircuts have been really bad since I've been here. So we'll just leave it at that. And we'll just leave it at that. I'm really happy to have you guys around, though. All right, let's look at some weird videos. Let's get into some of this. We're shit streaming. Sam Tripoli is scheduled to be on the show on Wednesday. That should be fun. You know what's weird? We're not even talking about anything on the show today, and we have good numbers. So Minxy likes it when I have eyebrows. I have eyebrows. See, and you know what's true, too, is I colored the beard, too. And so people don't realize I actually have a thicker beard too, but it's just, I just have blonde hair, you know? So it's just unfortunate. And like, it didn't match, you know? So let's go. I think it's funny that I'm like 30 years old. We're well into this. And we're still having an Elijah Brows moment. By the way. Yeah, all right. So these brows turned out better because Kez did these ones. She did these ones. All right, let's talk about some things that are going on here. This is crazy. All right. You've seen this guy before, but check this out. Ukraine is losing so badly. This isn't funny. This is Voka. Voka, a Ukrainian soldier with Down syndrome getting harassed and beat up by his comrade. What a sick world we live in. So Shane Gillis is volunteered for Ukraine. And this is a Ukrainian soldier. Listen.
Хто чергує, Воха? Сережа. Що ти на дембель підеш, Воха?
Так.
Підеш, да? Ой, молодець, блядь. Воха, чув, як москалів роз'їбашили в Москві, блядь?
Так.
Чув. Що ти, відділ підеш?
Ні.
Будеш старший на позиціях від відділу у нас, ні?
Ні.
Ай, блядь, сука. Воха, що? Блядь, Воха, ти що? Сука, сидь в бутилку знову.
Ні.
Йобаний, ой, блядь, підарюга. Нахуй ти сидь в бутилку, ти, блядь?
Ні.
Ой, сука, к***я, блядь. Срався?
Well, I think it's absolutely evil. Like, I've always said that the world is gay and retarded, but I didn't hope it was literally gay and retarded. But it is. You know, we saw some Europeans create a Down syndrome politician. And, you know, I've seen some hot Down syndromes recently. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to get it out there. Down syndrome is looking up. Okay. Some people ask me, how hot are Down syndromes out of 10? Wrong scale. I judge the hotness of my Down syndromes out of 46, and I give them a 47 out of 46. It's pretty funny if you ask me. So, I just feel like the world is weird. Now, this brings up a question that I want to get into. We're just going to get weird here. We're just going to get strange. There's someone that I actually really enjoy. And it's this little dancer. I think they're pretty funny. This grown woman. And she does pretty good dances. It's very Americana. I think she's been dating recently. And I want to get your guys' opinion on this. So this dancer here. Watch this video and we'll talk about this. Is this normal? Is a guy? Let's talk about this.
When you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Oh, you're as smooth. You pour out your.
So, we can leave that on the screen though. So basically, this girl is. She is actually genuinely, I'm not even joking, guys. She's an attractive woman. Okay. So she's a grown woman. She's a Christian girl. She's Southern. She's short, but she doesn't look like a midget. Does that make sense? So she's tiny, tiny framed. I showed it to Kez and Kez was like, why do you guys like that? Is it like a pedophile thing? I go, no, she doesn't look like a child. Like, men are attracted to small women and petite women. Like, that's not weird to be attracted to small women. And she's not like, she doesn't have a kid's body. She's got boobs and she's got an ass and she's got an adult face. Okay. And she has extensions and stuff. Like, she's a pretty girl. And I don't care if you're not into, like, you know, she's too tiny for you. That's fine. But I'm going to throw away. A lot of people are accusing this guy of being a pedophile. And yeah, 30 going on 8. Yeah. She's 22. Someone said. So everyone's like, oh, this guy's, you know, this guy is a pervert or whatever. Those words have lost their meaning today. Like, she's objectively an attractive person. She's an attractive girl. The only thing that would be maybe not like a turnoff to someone is the height difference. You'd be like, hey, this is too tiny or too short. Because, like, I think the reason why it's not fair to call her a midget, even though she probably medically would be described as such, is because I feel like midgets have a syndrome, like an actual condition, most midgets, so they look weird, right? They look like me, kind of, with a small body. Like, I have a midget head. But I'm not into midget stuff, so don't accuse me of that, plebeian. I don't like midget porn, other than on Tuesday nights when I'm alone. No, I'm not into midget stuff. It kind of creeps me out. Like, I'm going to be completely honest. This is really being blunt here. I'm always getting in trouble by, like, my father-in-law and stuff for just being too blunt on the show. But, like, midgets don't, like, I'm not attracted to them. Like, even though they're small, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not a small thing. This girl's just hot. She's a hot chick. And, you know, like, I just don't think this is weird. And I could see as a man, I mean, I just don't know about the genetic side. My biggest downside would be, is this a genetic disorder? And can she have tall kids? Because I actually wanted to be with a taller girl that comes from a tall family. So I think Kez is like 5'9 or 5'10 or something, Kez is. And I believe me, I'm very attracted to short girls. I think they're very attractive. But I wanted a taller girl that I think is very attractive too, because I wanted tall kids. Because her brothers are like 6'4 or whatever, you know? So, like, the average height in Australia is like 6'4, by the way. I'm short for Australia. I'm 6'2. Wait, is this the only video? No, there's plenty of other videos. Someone said, I'm glad you finally dyed your eyebrows. All right. But can we get in the chat what people think there? I mean, can you find that hot? It's Midget Mondays. Can you find us, like, would that be weird, right? Like, let's just be honest what we're all thinking. We're thinking about the sex, right? Are we not? Like, how does it work? Is it painful? Can you go all the way in? Is it a fetish thing? I don't know. I don't want to go down that road too far. But I think we're all curious on how that all works, especially the fact that he's a Chad, he's a big guy, and we don't know. So, would you? Yes or no? Would you? In a world where God wasn't around and there was nothing immoral about a one-night stand. Okay, so let's just assume there's no God, you're not married, there's nothing immoral, you're at a bar, this girl's into you and dancing. Would you? And for the sake of purity, would you kiss her? We'll leave it at that. Yes, no? Everyone's saying two. Cocteau says, I couldn't do it. I don't know. She's not black, so yes, people are saying. If I loved her, yes. Yeah, that's a yes. What if she has a really good personality too? Like, what if, because she seems like I've watched her video, she's like a really cool person. What if she's really cool? I'm married, so I'm not going to comment on it, but I would say if I wasn't married, and I would, absolutely. But I don't think I would marry her, because I think the genetics would throw me off. Like, I'd be too nervous that our kids would be midgets, and I can't have a short son, you know? Why y'all fucking midgets, someone said. Someone said, spin, bro, I'm telling you. I did a 4'9 girl before, but she was fat. The girl would be better. All right, so a lot of people are saying no. I feel like a lot of you are lying. After a few drinks, a lot of you are lying. A lot of you are lying. A lot of you have hooked up with worse-looking people. All right, let me ask you this. Would you rather a 5'6" super fat chick or this chick, right? Would you rather this chick? Would you rather a 3'11" hot girl or a 5'6" fatso? That's a real question that I can ask you. I like how we lose like 40 live people on the live audience when I start asking this. So that's the question there. No, you can't, that Raging Cajun, you cannot say you'd rather be an incel. You either are or you are not. Ken Rock said, hey, when the lights go down, we're all the same on the inside. you guys are funny. Diddy said, yeah, you gay. All right. People said both, definitely the midget. Dude, the locals chat is saying midget over fat, midget over Gorlock any day. I'd carry her around in one of those baby carrier things. Someone said windmill. We also have Butthead said, TBH, I've not had that much fun dancing with any woman, so good for them. Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. These are the questions that I want to know. Also, to make me laugh, it's like, we're live, and so is Matt Gaetz, a literal Congress member. We're talking about, would you have sex with a midget? And he's like probably trying to save America, and where our live stream is doing better. You know, we're actually the 7th top live stream on Rumble. We're doing really good, guys. We've been growing this show. I'm really happy about it. Really freaking happy. And also, when I get back to the U.S., I'm going to be flying people in for the show again. So that's really good. You guys got to support it censored, by the way, in the corner there so we can fly in more guests, because I just want to have more people in studio. I don't know if it's every Friday, but I want to fly someone in weekly for the show. I think that'll be really nice. Let me see this real fast. Yeah, but we'll change the subject. We're changing the subject. I think it's a fun size, so I'd say yes. Now, the reason why I would take that, she's like a Christian girl. She seems like she's not a major hoe or anything like that. And I saw this video of Western women, and when I always say we love hoes, we hate hoes, and we love to hate hoes, but we love to love hoes, it's the difficult side of things, right? The thing is I see videos like this, and I feel like I'm just so turned off by these kinds of women. Watch this. Tell me if this is, like, seeing that girl dance. I mean, she's looking sexy. She's tiny. But when girls act like this, it's kind of repulsive to me. Like, if you're a hoe, but you're, like, still classy, that's when it's like, oh, okay, you can get people's attention. But this, like, kind of, like, smutty behavior is actually kind of gross to me. What do you think?
Give me one margarita, I'ma open my legs. Give me two margaritas, I'ma give you some head. Give me three margaritas, I'ma put it in my puss. Give me four margaritas, I'ma put it in my tush. Give me five margaritas, I'ma get some fun. Give me five margaritas. Give me one margarita.
All right, the question is, are all women whores today? Am I confused? Am I just have not been on the dating scene? Are almost all women just like dick hungry whores? Is that it? Because I feel like I see a lot of this. This is like what it looks like. If you're going out, everyone's just kind of a slut. I don't know. But this idea of like, you can't make these girls your girlfriend. You know what I mean? And that's really hard, because then now if you're sexually attracted to these women, you try to make them your girlfriend, and then all of a sudden you have HPV, you know? So I don't really know. I just like, I'm just not, to me, someone said that as a joke. I don't think it's a joke. I think that these are how they are. So would you take the midget or these girls? That's the question. Nice midget, no body count, or one of these girls? That's the question. I don't know. The Christian midget or the girls with a triple digit body count? Yeah. But I don't know. Everyone's like, I'll have a beer. Midget. All right, take that off the screen. We're good. All right, more videos, more dumb videos we're going to get into. You guys, okay, let's talk about the Costco guys. Put ones in the chat if you're familiar with the Costco guys, with Big Justice and his dad. Am I the only one who's familiar with this? Is this like too niche TikTok? Because I feel like we haven't talked about this on the show before, although I'm deep in the lore. Like, I'm deep into this. Put ones in the chats if you know about Big Justice and the Costco guys. Twos in the chats if you're just hearing about this for the first time. Twos in the chats. All right. Okay. So this reminds me, I need to be bringing more TikToks onto the show because you guys don't watch TikTok. So we've got to be bringing these. All right. We've got to bring more TikToks. Okay. Nobody knows about Big Justice. All right. Do we know about Kevin G? Dude, I need to give updates on the show, like Kevin G updates, Big Justice updates. This is a family on TikTok. Just watch. They're the Costco guys. Here we go.
We're celebrating Big Justice's birthday right here at Chipotle.
Who wants to jump in the comments and wish Big Justice a happy birthday?
Happy birthday to my son, my partner, and my best friend. Boom!
Happy birthday, Big Justice. I love you more than words could ever express. You'll always be my little boy.
Happy birthday, Big Justice. You're the best brother ever. Love you. Boom!
Happy birthday, Big Justice.
Happy birthday, Big Justice. I hope you get a lot of double chunk chocolate cookies. Boom!
Happy birthday, Big Justice.
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 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Big Justice. Boom!
Happy birthday, Big Justice. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Justice. We love you.
Happy birthday, Big Justice.
Happy birthday, Big Justice.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Big Justice.
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 Happy birthday, dear Big Justice.
Happy birthday, Big Justice.
Happy birthday, Big Justice. Boom.
Happy birthday, Big Justice.
Happy birthday, Big Justice.
Well, this never ends, does it? Big
Justice. Happy birthday, Big Justice. Have a boomtastic birthday.
So this is where we're at in society. I'm pretty deep into the lore. So listen, I got to explain to you the Kevin G lore. Like this is like a whole other side of the internet that fascinates me. Like Kevin G, Big Justice, and his dad. And the kid, Big Justice, talks like a girl. He's like, guys, we love chicken bites. And it's like, he's like 13 and he hasn't gone through puberty yet, but it's weird because he looks like he has. He's like a big ass kid named Big Justice. I don't think there's anything weird about it. It's just like a dad and a family like making content, but I can't even go. There's no way I even have time to go down and explain Kevin G lore and Big Justice lore or even any of that lore. However, boom is, this is where we're at. And I guess my producer doesn't know anything about them because he's like, hey, here's a weird Costco family. Brother, that's Big Justice and his dad. Can we not? All right. Also, an ad came out in the UK to stop sexual harassers in public, random sexual harassers. And you'll guess this. Check out who rescues the girls, who's being harassed, and who's doing the harassing to strangers they've never met before. Check this out. This is totally accurate. Beware of random young white guys you've never met on trains because they might stick their dick in your face if you're black and you're going to need some minorities and women to save you. Watch.
What? What?
Nothing.
I can stand here.
Yes.
Hmm. I can stand there if I like. You just take a photograph of me. Hey. Did you just photograph me? What? That's assault.
Please ignore
him. No, photographing me without my permission, yeah, it's assault. Do you understand that? Give it here. Your phone, give it to me. Give me your phone. I have rights. I'm deleting it. I'm deleting your assault. Do you understand? Yeah? See, you invaded my personal space. Right. And I'm deleting your assault. Okay. Go fetch. What? You can't be serious. Are you serious? Huh? Are you filming me?
No.
Oh, well then what's this?
What's that if it's not filming me?
It's Facebook Live.
What?
You're live on Facebook right now.
I've got you too.
Me too.
Me too.
Our next stop is Norbridge, if anyone's interested. Anyone watching, I mean. And if there are any police in the area, that would be lovely.
Yeah, and that's how society works, right? Women are not causing any of the problems. It's just men. And everyone's Facebook Living because it's just white guys on trains harassing strangers. What? No, what world are we? Who put that together? That was so out of touch. That was so ridiculous. That was like Weimar stuff, right? Oh, if there's any police here, we got a white guy. Yeah, as if like, and did you notice that it's like London? It's like there's no white people and they make the bad guy the white guy. Get the fuck out of London if you live there, by the way. It's just some crazy shit. Black women save the day. Thank you to the Jews and the blacks for always coming through. The gays too. It's been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it. Anyway, I have so much fatigue from these people. I just fucking, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck? Oh, do you ever just get like this? You're just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, when did like faggots and fucking minorities and shit become like what we're catering to in our society? Like, I'm not even trying to be dramatic about it, but it's like these people fucking don't, they haven't built our nations. They haven't done shit and it's gotten progressively worse. And we know, of course, who's controlling all this and why, and the media and everything. I get it. It's just like, even the Republicans are just fucked. Like, you try to explain to them, like, dude, this is just so gay and fucked. And it's like, somehow I wiggled my way back into working in Con Inc. But it's like, dude, it's so fucked up. Like, I guess there's nothing I can say about it. It's like, dang, I gotta get out of a bad headspace there. It's just remarkable. You know what I mean? Like, the solution's really simple here, guys. Is everyone just a pussy faggot? Is that what it is? Just a fucking pussy faggot. And they don't, like, never mind. Okay. Boom! That would have a whole different meaning if it was a video about a Muslim family, but we'll leave it there. All right. I'm done. I'm not going to depress myself again. We'll keep going there. You know, do you ever feel like you're in a cycle, like a mood cycle where like you go, you end up like feeling like, and then you have hope again, then you're white pilled and black pilled. Like, this is like the moment where I need to just go home, take a nap before I film my other two shows today and go take a nap. And I don't mean like go to sleep, just like lay down, put some Bible verses on, clean my mind, my heart, my mouth. Go kiss my wife. Go kiss my son. Buy them some lunch and enjoy the day. You know what I mean? That's all I probably need to do. All right, guys. I love you a lot, a lot. We need to record a big justice video for Elijah. That's true. All right. I'm over it. I'm not complaining. I'm just having one of those moments. All right, guys, we're hitting the 2 hour mark. So Brian's got to go to sleep. No, I'm just kidding. We're gonna wrap it up. Thank you so much again for watching another episode of Nightly Offensive. It's funny how, like, it makes me really happy, guys. Oh, by the way, we're also, if you look here, because it's towards the end of the night, we're now the sixth most watched stream. And of the podcasts, because these are networks, these are all, or not Tommy Sotomayor, but these are networks. We're the third highest watched, like, non-network live stream going on right now. Very, very fun. Is anyone that we know on right now that we can send and we could raid? Is anyone we can raid? A Rumble raid? Why don't we raid Tommy Sotomayor? Would you guys want to raid Tommy Sotomayor? I don't know if we can. God bless the chat. You guys are awesome. Shout out to Cocteau and Carrick Odinson for their super chats today. Shout out to everyone in the censored chat for being a member. Cocteau, Gamer, Hendog, Josh, Diddy Doo, Redwater, Key Rock, Encore, etc. Shout out to those like Flemdog, Ongrami, St. J, Doomsday, Debstup, Vince Lasagna, Mermaid Waters. I can't read. I'm retarded and I cannot read. Because I'm retarded, therefore I cannot read. Do you know somebody on my Gateway Pundit show was like, oh, great, here's this fag who can't even read articles. Thank you. That's a pretty accurate review of my show there. I just have, it's, what it is it's like, it's tiny text, and my eyes get tired like halfway through the show from the lights. It's really bright, and there's like screens. It's just like blue, harsh light. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's always been like that. I've been in front of lights for like years now, like 6 years, and it's just hard to like read the screens, you know? So.
Which one is his?
Tommy Sotomayor. Tommy Sotomayor is the Tommy Sotomayor show. Right here. Can we rent rump? Apparently he's got a bunch of gays in the chat that want to bang him right now. That's ridiculous. All right. God bless everyone. Are we rating him right now? Is that working?
Yeah, I just got to find the link.
Do you want me to send it to you, Brian?
Please.
Here, we'll go to his. Here. Can I send this to you in the private chat here? Let's see if we raid him. Does he have to accept the raid?
No.
All right, let's send it. Let's help the blacks out. Let's help the blacks. Let's go over there. Or you can go to cozy.tv, Penis Dickerson said. Yeah, I guess I don't know what's going on over there. Dabu and those in the chat, what's up, bro, wizard, cheetah man? All right, we're rating. We're rating. Does it show up? So Slightly Offensive has rated the stream. All right. Good night, everybody. I'll see you next week. May God bless the United States of America. I'll see you on Wednesday. May God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out. Cue closing. Cue the closing, Brian.